ever make a decision and it feels so right in the moment, but later you just find yourself second guessing everything. Like you're so focused on what you want to happen, you forget to even think about how to get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how the process of getting to that result is almost more important than the result itself sometimes. And that's what we're diving into today
I love it.
with chapter 3 of the Bhagavad Gita, often called the Yoga of Action.
All right.
I'm so excited to have you here to break this down with me
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I always find myself going back to these ancient texts for advice on how to live in the modern world.
Yeah.
So this chapter dives into the idea of selfless action.
Yes.
And I have to admit, when I first read, that it was a little intense. Like, am I supposed to give up all my worldly possessions and,
Right.
go live in an ashram somewhere?
Become a monk, right. Basically.
Yeah, that's a common misconception.
Okay.
The Bhagavad Gita is not saying to abandon life or desires,
Okay.
but it's about understanding that subtle difference between acting with attachment to the outcome
Okay.
and acting without that attachment.
Okay, so break that down for me.
So think of it like this.
Okay.
Imagine an archer
Okay.
aiming at a target. Their ultimate desire is to hit the bullseye.
Right.
But a skilled archer knows that if they fixate on that outcome, it can actually hinder their performance.
Okay.
They focus instead on the process, their stance, their breath, the smooth release of the arrow.
Okay.
That's selfless action.
So it's more about mastering the process.
Yeah, than obsessing over the results.
Exactly. And you know
Yeah.
what's so fascinating is that approach,
What's that?
while seemingly paradoxical, can be so incredibly freeing.
Okay.
And one of the most famous stories from the Bhagavad Gita
Right.
involves a warrior named Arjuna
Okay.
who's paralyzed by the potential consequences of a battle.
Oh, wow.
He's fixated on the outcome, victory or defeat, life or death. And Krishna, his charioteer, guides him towards this idea of selfless action.
Okay.
He teaches Arjuna to focus on his duty, to perform his actions with skill and dedication,
Right.
without being attached to the fruit of his labor.
Without being attached to the outcome.
Yes.
That makes sense. Because if you're constantly worried about the what ifs, you're not fully present in the doing. It reminds me of that quote from Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, who said, "The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately."
Yes, I love that.
And the Gita goes deep, exploring the constant push and pull between duty and desire,
Yes.
which I think we all struggle with.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just yesterday,
Yeah.
I had this mountain of paperwork staring at me, which is definitely my duty.
Right.
But that new season of my favorite show just dropped.
Right. There it is. Yeah.
And you can guess where that internal struggle led me.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
But you know, the Gita doesn't tell us to just shun our desires.
Okay.
It encourages us to find alignment between our desires and our duties.
Okay.
Sometimes fulfilling a duty is fulfilling a deep desire.
Right.
Other times, it's about recognizing our responsibilities while still pursuing our passions
Right.
with a clear conscience.
Okay, so how does this ancient wisdom apply in a more modern context? Say, for someone building a business.
Okay, so imagine an entrepreneur
Okay.
driven by a passion for, let's say, sustainable agriculture.
Okay.
Their duty might be the nitty-gritty of building a profitable business,
Right.
managing finances, marketing, dealing with logistics,
Yeah.
but their desire, their driving force, is to make a positive impact on the environment.
Right.
And the most successful entrepreneurs are often those who find that harmony.
They've aligned that inner drive with a purpose that kind
Exactly.
of extends beyond just themselves.
Yes. And that's where the idea of selfless action comes full circle.
Okay.
It's not about negating our ambitions, but
Okay.
finding how they connect to something larger, something meaningful.
So as our listener is navigating their own path, facing their own dilemmas, to-do lists, what is one step they can take today to put this into practice?
Choose one task.
Okay.
It could be small. Approach it as that archer approaches their target.
Okay.
Focus your energy, hone your skills.
Okay.
And remember, the act of trying your best with focus and dedication is its own reward. The outcome, while still important, will become a natural consequence of that commitment to the process.
It's a powerful reminder that sometimes the most profound journeys begin with a single mindful step.
Yes.
And for those who want to dive deeper into the wisdom of a Bhagavad Gita, even just a few verses a day can offer incredible insights into navigating the complexities of life.